CBS Island World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis, who is my guide in my imagination to Paraguay, a place I have never been and hope to someday to visit all of these lands in the Americas. Professor has been to Paraguay, and there's news. On our way to the West Coast, Ecuador and Peru, where there's unhappy news, this looks sustaining. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Deputy Director David Cohen meeting with Paraguayan President Mario Abdo to discuss strengthening cooperation over security ahead of elections in the South American country. Professor, Paraguay is one of the states that you have mentioned, I believe, in the past that has good working relationship with Washington. Is that correct?
That is, John. Of the states, especially of South America, we essentially have of three that would be considered to have a center or center-right government. That would be Ecuador, of course, in the northwest, Paraguay, which is really at the heart of South America, and then Uruguay with the La Calle Po government between Argentina and Brazil and in the southeast. As you also point out, Paraguay has long had a strategic importance that is somewhat neglected. There are a number of different criminal flows that go through there. Paraguay produces about two-thirds of all illicit marijuana that goes into the region. There's a lot of trafficking activities using big Brazilian transnational groups like the First Capital Command or the PCC, among others. You've had difficulties in the past in what's called the tri-border area between Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina, with pockets of terrorists as well as illicit money laundering and arms trafficking and other things. Paraguay has long had a series of different challenges, but the irony is it's a beautiful, wonderful place with wonderful people. Some of the best place to get good steak. The second language, which is obligatory for those growing up there, Guarani, in addition to the Spanish. It's one of the most beautiful places where difficulties with governance and horrible things happen under beautiful blue skies.
And the upcoming election, does that stand to be another one where we have the center-left and the center-right combating?
Well, having just talked about the future of the region's relationship with Taiwan, it's important to point out that Paraguay is the only nation in South America that still recognizes Taiwan, and that could change, among other things, in the upcoming election. And so basically, the party that aligned itself with the former dictatorship of General Stroessner, the Colorado Party, which has literally been dominant in Paraguay for six decades. So right now, there are two major factions. The faction of the current president, Mario Abdo Benitez, President Benitez is currently running the country, and we have relatively good relations with that regime. The other faction and the head of the party, headed by former President Colorado Party member Horacio Cartes. Cartes has been named for significant involvement in corruption by the United States. There are a lot of concerns with him. It's generally believed that the current Colorado Party candidate, which it's about a 50-50 crapshoot whether he'll win or not, Santiago Peña, is affiliated, it's believed, with the Cartes faction. And so one of the concerns is, just like we've had some difficulty with concerns about corruption and the institutionalized right in Guatemala under President Giamatti, that the return of the Cartes faction in Santiago Peña could introduce some difficulties into what has been one of the continuing good relationships that we have in the region. But the other concern is that if the Liberal Party candidate, the PLRA candidate, Efraim Alegre wins. He has already promised to change relations from Taiwan to the PRC. On the other hand, if Santiago Peña wins in the election, it's possible that in becoming frustrated with relations with the United States, as we've seen in other cases like Nicaragua, it's not clear that Santiago Peña has the same level of personal commitment to Taiwan that Mario Abdo Benitez, the current president, does. And so in either case, we could see a shift away from Taiwan to the PRC in Paraguay. Certainly, whoever wins, there's going to be some challenges in the relationship and cooperation with the United States in a country which, again, has a lot going on in terms of its nexus to criminality and other challenges in South America, which is often an area where we don't pay as much attention to it because, by contrast to Central America, as we've talked about today, it doesn't always seem to as directly affect Washington and politics in Washington.
To Quito. President Lasso, Quito, headline Reuters. Ecuador's constitutional court said that impeachment hearings for embezzlement against conservative President Lasso, requested by opposition lawmakers over alleged corruption at state companies, can proceed.
It's difficult, John, to be able to talk to the merits of the corruption allegations. But what is apparent is that Guillermo Lasso, comes from the center right, the Guayaquil elite, which has always been the wealthier southern coastal portion of Ecuador. He has come under fire from a lot of across the left. Recently in January, when he lost a very important referendum to make some changes in the country, it became apparent that those forces who had allied with him, the major group representing the indigenous CONAI, said, okay, we're going to withdraw our negotiations with you over certain political issues. There were some very serious protests before, reflecting frustrations over high oil prices and high food prices and things like that that have undercut his support. You have a former president, radical leftist Rafael Correa, who behind the scenes is basically looking to destabilize the government. And some have believed there are Correa elements who have basically been trying to weaponize the protests that are there for other reasons. And so I think what you're seeing is kind of a groundswell within Ecuador of sensing that Lasso, after that referendum loss, is vulnerable, basically going after him in a number of different ways. Right. And so I think really that the fear is what comes next, because if Lasso dissolves the legislature, he will have severe protests and difficulties. If he doesn't, he will be hobbled in his governance, also probably facing severe protests and corruption charges. So we're seeing some severe difficulties coming within one of the few countries that continues to be a strong U.S. ally in South America right now.
Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,